Yeah, I suppose I've been lucky enough that it's all sort of worked out for me this year, but I understand that the first mistake could be only around the corner, and I'm just going to have to prepare for every game as it comes.
As I said, a couple of months in the team, straight into the team, now facing a big championship game.
It's a huge championship game. Like, Donegal aren't All-Ireland champions for nothing, and we know it. We're going to have to put up a serious test them, and like, we'll probably need them to be a wee bit off and us to be at the top of our game to really push them to the wire this year, because the intensity that they're bringing to it's something serious.
You're spoken about as the new breed of goalkeeper, the ones that takes the freeze. You've taken to it like a duck to water.
Oh, well, playing outfield for the club and hitting free kicks for the club from outfield, I suppose, has helped me that road. And then the soccer background from doing goals is, they've sort of just amalgamated the two, and I've been lucky enough that it's worked out for me.
Big difference though than playing for taking for the club and taking for the county in a big game in Croke Park or Ballybuffet or Clonus or whatever.
Yeah, well, I've never been to Ballybuffet, so I don't know what it's going to be like whenever I get there, but like, hitting them for the club in front of maybe 200 people at a game at the most, and then going to like, say, like in Croke Park the last day, it's 34,500 maybe, and like, the difference is absolutely surreal. And you just, everyone that you hit, you're just praying to yourself, please go over, please go over.
And of course, you've already won up on Donegal, won up on Michael Murphy as well. You've saved a penalty for him.
Oh, I'd say it'll not be long before Michael Murphy gets that one back of me. Look, Michael Murphy's probably the best player in the country at the minute, and like, there's no doubt in that. I've watched a few clips of him playing for DCU this year, and the points that he's scoring are absolutely ridiculous. So I wouldn't worry about maybe one up Michael Murphy, because it's only around the corner him getting it back.
You're one of the new kids on the block, one of the new lads on the team. What are the older boys telling you? Are they giving you any advice how to prepare for championship games, how to prepare for Donegal?
Yeah, just the wee tiny things that you don't really think about, like the maybe wee niggle whenever you go to make a run, or just different wee things, I suppose, they do to you. And like, it's mad how you don't notice them, but whenever it happens, you sort of think to yourself, God, that there might come in handy whenever we come to Ballybuffet, or that wee bit of abuse maybe. And if you are run to hit a free kick and train, they'd still do it here, just like I'm probably going to get.
Anyway, looking forward to the game, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. Everybody's looking forward to it. I think the whole country's looking forward to it, and I'm just lucky that I'm going to get a chance to be involved in it, and I'm hoping that it goes the thrown way.